When Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem again, we knew that the end was near. Until then, until that afternoon when he rode triumphantly into town to the cries of Hosanna, we could all pretend that he would not have to die. You see, we did not understand. We could not imagine our lives without him, and so we could not believe that God would let them take Jesus from us. But that day, something about the crowds disturbed us. You know how crowds can be. One moment they are cheering someone on, and the next moment they can turn on them viciously. Something about their fervor was just a little too extreme. They wanted a king, a real king who would overthrow the Roman rule and rally the Jewish people to a new age. They did not really see Jesus as he was, vulnerable, even a little foolish, riding into Jerusalem on a young donkey. He was bound to disappoint their expectations, and soon. All of us disciples just looked at each other as we walked beside him. What else could we do? We couldn't talk him out of his plan. God knows that I had tried that, and he let me know in no uncertain terms that I was not to try that again. I suppose that I should feel honored that Jesus called us to be with him that night in the garden, to be with him while he prayed. We had played the scenario out in our minds all week, how the religious authorities would try to trap him, where they might find us, what we would do when they did. Of course, we would stay with Jesus, testify for him, support him in every way, fight if we had to. When it finally happened, our reactions surprised me. Me, Peter, so sure of everything. Our dread of what would happen was so overwhelming that we could not even keep vigil with Jesus in the garden. We all fell asleep. Even when he returned to us and woke us up, we could not keep awake for long. After he was seized and we all ran away, frightened and ashamed, some of us tried to bargain with God. Remember Abraham? You would not let him sacrifice his son. Why do you let Jesus, your son, die? We hoped that Barabbas would be like the ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Barabbas could die. He deserved it. Not Jesus. But it was no use. And then I did the very thing I never thought I could do. I denied Jesus. To save my own skin, of course. What else could I have done? But I did it 3 times during that long night. And then I heard the cock crow, and I remembered his words, and I wept. At the end, it was the women who stayed with him, women who had loved him and followed him just as I had. At least he knew the consolation of their presence. Then, all we could do was wait.